Opinion. In the last general election, Mount Kenya region known for its unity and as a rich vote basket, surprised many when they unshakably settled on which candidate to throw their weight behind. The majority of the mountaineers defied the call of the then president, who was their kingpin at the time, to rally their support behind his preferred candidate Raila Odinga. Almost 2 years after the elections, the political rivalry in Mount Kenya seems to be far from over as some leaders still reek of rivalry antagonism and not-so-important supremacy battles. As they say, unity is strength, and the deputy president Rigathi Gachagua has on several occasions called for the unity of the mountain. He has taken a bold step to stretch his hands to the former president who has shown zilch interest in the unity calls. The former president seems not ready to heed the call for unity by the deputy president. The time for politicking and engaging in an unnecessary show of might is long gone. What is left is to shift the focus and the energy fully for the welfare of the Mount Kenya people. The biggest blunder that the mountain can do is to turn a blind eye to the already existing disunity and continue chest-thumbing and entering into another electioneering period with the two political ridges. Mountain Kenya people need to rally behind the deputy president. The deputy president, who is the leader with the most powerful position in Mount Kenya, needs nothing but the mountain's full support. The DP has been working around the clock to see to it that the agricultural sector in the region is boosted. The dairy sector for the longest time has been performing dismally in most parts of the mountain. The deputy president has stepped in, resulting in farmers smiling with their pockets much heavier. Some time back, coffee was rendered useless by most farmers in the region due to very discouraging payments, which led to most people uprooting it and replacing it with other crops. The lost glory of the coffee sector is slowly coming back due to interventions by the deputy president. Alcoholism has been a thorn in the flesh of the mountaineers for so many years. Mothers have buried sons while wives have buried husbands due to alcohol. The deputy president has declared war against those who sell substandard liquor in the region. This is the time to put our political differences aside and move with speed to support such a noble initiative. How else will any leader from the mountain convince the electorate that they have the best interest at heart, if they don't join hands with the deputy presidents and the rest of the leaders for the benefit of the Mount Kenya people? Macadamia, avocado, coffee, tea and dairy sectors are the backbone of the Mount Kenya economy. The love that most leaders claim to have for the mountain should be shown through offering full support on these sectors, which the deputy president has given his full attention to. Walking this journey of bringing reforms to the above-mentioned sectors as a united front is better than to try and frustrate those who are working day and night to make sure that the farmers are smiling to the bank. Those who are against coffee and tea reforms, dairy macadamia and avocado reforms are the enemies of the mountain. Those who see no need to join hands in the fight against the poisonous booze should never be heard or seen professing their love for the mountain. The time to leave the usual political mudslinging and disagreement is now. Joining hands is the only option for the mountain. With such a high-powered unity the region is known to have, even those who loathe the mountain will be dissuaded from plotting anything against them. As the popular saying goes, divided we fall, united we stand, it is time. Pius Kinathia is a political analyst and governance expert. His X account at believe_kinathia.